Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting second. The center fielder, Lenny Green. Batting third. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jim Lemon. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Allison. Batting sixth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Reno Bertoia. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Billy Gardner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Cott. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Cott. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Coot Beal. Batting second. The second baseman, Danny O'Connell. Batting third. The left fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jim King. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Willie Tasby. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Harry Bright. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gene Green. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe McLean. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Joe McLean. And now, play ball. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals is called out on strikes. One out. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a pop-up towards short. Veal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew takes first base on ball four. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Coot Beal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hinton. The throw from Batty and he is safe. Hinton steals second. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a pop-up. Foul, in front of the plate. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tasby. Batty reaches second base with a double. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLean fields it and has Batty trapped. He races towards second and tags Batty for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long strikes out. One out. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bertoia fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hinton. Cott reaches second base with a double. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 1 in the game. Verhals hits a pop-up towards the mound. McLean settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cott scores. It's 1 to nothing, Twins. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bright fields it and throws to first for the out. Green moves to second. Two outs. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Green scores. It's 2 to nothing, Twins. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a fly ball into left field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe McLean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLean hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 0 for 1 in the game. Veal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bertoia fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. O'Connell takes first base on ball 4. Veal moves to second. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Veal moves to third. O'Connell moves to second. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bertoia picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Bertoia. Veal scores. O'Connell scores. It's Twins, 2, Senators, 2. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0 for 1 in the game. King hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops it up and throws to first, with Cott covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Senators 2. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 1 in the game. Allison is called out on strikes. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia is 0 for 1 in the game. Bertoia hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Willy Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tasby takes first base on ball 4. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tasby. The throw from Batty and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-1 in the game. Long strikes out. One out. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright is 0-for-1 in the game. Bright strikes out. Two outs. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. Green strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Senators 2. The Twins will come to bat. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gardner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Cott hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hinton. Cott reaches second base with a double. Zoilo Verhulst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhulst is 0-for-2 in the game. Verhulst hits a pop-up towards short. Veal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Green takes first base on ball 4. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew hits a pop-up towards third. Bright settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Joe McLean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLean is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McLean strikes out. One out. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 0-for-2 in the game. Veal hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Cott, and towards Verhulst, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. O'Connell hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Senators 2. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lemon is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-2 in the game. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bright fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Bright. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Batty hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Allison moves to third. Don Mincher pinch hits for Reno Bertoia. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher takes first base on ball 4. Batty moves to second. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-2 in the game. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal fields it and throws to second for the out. Allison scores. Batty moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-2, Twins. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. Cott hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Don Mincher now playing first base. Harmon Killebrew now playing third base. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0-for-2 in the game. King hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tasby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. King moves to second. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-2 in the game. Long hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher juggles the ball. That's an error on Mincher. King moves to third. Tasby moves to second. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright is 0-for-2 in the game. Bright hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. King scores. Tasby scores. Long moves to third. It's 4-3, Senators. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-2 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-3 in the game. Verhals hits a line drive towards third. Bright reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Green hits a pop-up towards short. Veal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-3 in the game. Lemon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Twins 3. The Senators will come to bat. Joe McLean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLean is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McLean hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 0-for-3 in the game. Veal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. O'Connell hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Pete Daly now catching. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-3 in the game. Allison hits a fly ball into left field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Mincher hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tasby. Mincher reaches second base with a double. Elmer Vallow pinch hits for Billy Gardner. Marty Keogh now playing right field. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bright settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Twins 3. The Senators will come to bat. Jose Valdivielso now playing second base. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Valdivielso scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Tasby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-3 in the game. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Valdivielso scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. R.C. Stevens now playing first base. Dan Dobek pinch hits for Jim Cott. Dan Dobek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobek hits a pop-up towards short. Veal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-4 in the game. Verhals hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLean fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 4, and Minnesota Twins, 3. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.